Amen. Thank you, Steve. Right. Evening, everyone. Right. I'm going to ask the ushering team to come forward. We're going to start off with the offering now, because I don't know if, you know, any of us are going to be sober enough to take up an offering later. So we'll have to see how it goes. So what, you know what Paul said, make the most of every opportunity. So we're just taking an opportunity to take up the offering. Thank you, Trev and Jill and Teresa and Nita. Why don't you just raise your hands? I'm going to be talking about the Word of God. You may think, what does the Word of God have to do with the flow of the Holy Spirit? I thought this is a glory service. Well, the Word of God has everything to do with the glory. And so I want you just to raise your hands right now and receive the Word of God. And I'm just going to speak miracles over your life right now. Father, thank you that in the words of my mouth is the Word of heaven. And I speak the Word of heaven over every person now, in Jesus' name, for miracles to take place. Financial miracles, healing miracles, family miracles, restoration miracles, now, released supernaturally in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You see how easy it is to release miracles? Ho. Thank you, guys. You can start handing it out. Handing out the miracles. Right. Tonight I'm going to share a word that will always produce fruit for your breakthrough. I want to encourage you that your breakthrough is coming. If you don't have breakthrough, if you look at your circumstances right now and you say, where is it, Lord? I have been waiting and I've been hearing for so long. Where is it? I want to tell you the Word of God will always return with a harvest. Will always return with a harvest. One day we will see the dead raised back to life. Those that have been dead in the graves, Jesus is going to return. He's going to raise them back to life. And even then, the people that said, ha, you see, God doesn't heal on this earth, will be able to say, oh, yo, what was that you saying? I can see God has just healed all those dead people right now. The Word of God will always produce fruit. It does. Your circumstances are lies. They are basis for lies. The enemy uses your circumstances to trick you into believing a lie. The truth is higher than your circumstance. And I'd like you to turn to Matthew chapter 13. Let's just have a look. How many people have access to a Bible? Whether you have a Bible or not, that's okay. But I just want to know who has a Bible so that we can decide whether to put it on the screen or not. Who has a Bible? Okay. We'll put it on the screen. Graham is prepared for that. So Matthew chapter 13, please, and verse 1. And I'm going to share this really quick. I don't want to be long. The Word of God is... Don't... Come on, Steve. You can't send me mixed signals now. Been taught so well under Steve's fathering mentorship for so many years to keep my sermon short. And now I get told, we love it. Just keep going. Oh, the confusion continues. Now, really, I feel in my spirit to keep this short, because this is not the basis of the ministry tonight. The Lord is going to do so much else. So, Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to read from verse 1. And it says, then, that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop. not just any old crop, but a crop of 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them." But, okay, so he says, it's been given to you, but not to them. And in the next word, he says, whoever. So he does not limit people. He doesn't exclude people and say, it's been given to you, but not to them. He opens it up in the very next verse by saying, whoever has will be given more and will have an abundance. Look at this. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Now, this is where he opens it up. This is why I speak to them in parables. Through seeing, though seeing they do not see, though hearing they do not hear or understand, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Keep following me. You may be saying, but James, I don't see how he's not excluding people. He's just excluded so many people. Watch. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their ears, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. What Jesus is saying is, if these people would simply turn to him and try and comprehend his word, where they would try and listen to what he's saying, not just say, oh, this is Jesus of Nazareth. What he's talking about, their hearts have become calloused because this was Jesus of Nazareth, who is just another rabbi, just another Jewish man who is a good carpenter. But if they would put aside that offense and turn to him, he would heal them. Whoever comes with a receptive heart will get healed. That's how it works. That is where Jesus says it's for everybody, but it's for only those who will hear. It's for everybody, but if you don't hear, you're not going to receive the miracle. Do you follow this? So now this is one of the few parables, just to say, if you know the parables of Jesus, this is one of the few parables where Jesus actually gives an interpretation for his parable. It's like, this is the best Bible reading in the book of Matthew or the Gospels that you'll get, because he gives an interpretation. How many times, just raise your hand, how many times have you read a Bible verse and been like, I don't get it, Lord? If you haven't, then please come and speak to me. I really would appreciate your advice. But Jesus spoke in mysteries. He locked things up in mysteries because he wants you to be hungry. He doesn't want you just to make... If life was so easy, I'll just get you become familiar. And I'm going to talk about familiarity shortly. But Jesus wants you to be hungry. But here, he gives an interpretation on this parable. And he goes on to say, we're going to pick it up in verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That's interesting, that it was sown in his heart. Right now, the word of God is being sown in your heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. How many times you hear a message and you're like, I received that with joy. But since he has no root, I find that interesting. He has no root. The word didn't have root, but he has no root. I'm not even going to try and interpret that. He who has an ear, let him hear. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the world, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. I was reading out of the NLT earlier, and it starts off with the 30, and then the 60, and then the 100, which I actually prefer. Because it starts off where you start with a 30-fold return, then there's 60-fold return, then there's 100-fold return. We're going to talk about how you can get there in seeing the word produce fruit. Firstly, we're going to talk about what the seed was. First of all, the seed is the word of God. Now, what is the Word of God? The Word of God is not just a sermon. The Word of God is not the Bible. There are many theologians and preachers who know the Bible inside out, but they have never experienced revelation. The Word of God is the DNA of heaven's culture. Jesus compares the seed to a Word of God. Inner seed is the DNA for whatever that seed will produce. The DNA patterns, blueprints. DNA, scientists will tell you, are blueprints of those cells, of how that body should be produced. Your DNA is a map of how you will look, what your nose will come out like, what your eyebrows, what your hair color is, etc., etc. And the Word of God is the DNA of heaven's culture. Heaven has a culture. It's a culture of honor. It's a culture of unconditional love. It's a culture of forgiveness. It's a culture that the church for so many years has lost and is being reclaimed by the sons of God. And in the Word is the DNA of heaven's culture. The Word of God is life. It'll make you feel on top of the world. That's the Word of God. It's not just, oh, I felt fuzzy, good sermon. The Word of God, when the Word of God hits you, when it penetrates, it makes you feel truly, you don't care what you are going through, you don't care what you face, it makes you feel on top of the world, like David when he was about to take on Goliath. That man was going to kill him. That man, every Israelite soldier was afraid of. But David was able to face him without any armor. Why? Because what happened was the Word of God had produced fruit. The Word of God had germinated in his heart and produced a fruit where he felt like he was on top of the world. And that's your breakthrough. That's where you want to get. That's the breakthrough, where you feel on top of the world no matter what you're facing. That's what the Word of God does. It produces Zoe life. John 6:38. Peter says, Jesus says, will you also leave me? And Peter says, Jesus, where will we go? You hold the words of life. How many times did Peter say, I actually don't understand what you're saying, Lord? He said, just explain this to us, Lord. You see, there are times where you don't understand what's going on. You just know that your spirit is alive. And Peter said, I don't actually understand what you're saying, but when you speak, life hits my heart. Life is produced. That's what the Word of God produces. It produces life in your heart. Secondly, we are farmers who steward the seed. Every single child of God is a farmer who scatters the Word of God. We steward it. We've been given the Word of God. And it's our job to scatter it. And tonight, we're going to get an opportunity to scatter seed amongst each other. We're going to speak the Word of God over people's lives. So I want you right now to start tuning in to what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about. Because during worship, Holy Spirit's going to speak to some of you, and we are going to release prophetic words, which is the utterance of what you feel Holy Spirit's saying to you. But in that utterance is the DNA of heaven's culture, which if people connect with it and access it by their faith, it will birth in them their breakthrough. So you are a farmer who's going to scatter seed. Now we're going to have a look at these different areas where the seed was scattered. Firstly, the footpath, the first place where the seed went. Now what does that tell you? A footpath is where someone walks over and over again and it's made the grass die and the ground is hard. I believe Jesus is saying familiarity. Familiarity makes you reject the Word of God. You don't understand it, you don't receive it, because it's another church sermon. Or I know James, he's a good preacher, and he's a great guy, but he's my friend, he's my brother, and you know what, I know him. Familiarity will prevent you from receiving the Word of God. The next one is trials and challenges. Trials will always challenge what you believe. You hear the truth. God is good. God loves you. God wants you blessed. Those are truths based on Scripture, based on the Word of God, based on heaven's culture. Those are truths. But your reality challenges that belief. And if you let that reality take root, what happens is you nullify the power of the word which has been spoken over your life. And so you've got to go get some more. That word needs to be replanted. You need to go get some more word. Fifthly, worry will choke out the life of God's word. So remember what I said? The word of God produces life. The word of God is a seed that carries the life, but the ultimate goal is for it to produce life. And you can start producing life, start feeling, yes, I actually believe this stuff, but the moment you start worrying about the future, about how much money you're going to make, or whether you're going to be able to look after your family, you start worrying. Now, it's okay to consider and count the cost for the future. That's okay. I'm not saying don't plan, but I'm talking about worry, anxiety. Worry literally chokes out the life. The Word of God is trying to produce in you life, but worry chokes it out, literally strangles the vine of that life. Fourthly, good soil. Now, I want to ask you, what is good soil? I believe it is prepared hearts that have become receptive. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3, or it'll come up on the screen, actually, if you don't want to. We'll just get there quickly. So I'm actually just going to wrap this up. This was just a quick little intro. Says, going to read from verse 5 to 9. And Paul says, "What after all is Apollos? Or what is Paul? They are only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building." Here's the thing. Your life is a field that God is preparing and working. But guess who he's using to prepare and work it? Other people. Children of God. Messengers of God who are scattering the seed, farmers. And you see, I think it's one of my points here. It is. The better the conditions, the better the harvest. You see, how do you get to 30 and beyond 30, 60 and beyond 60, 100? The better the conditions, the better the harvest. And your life is a field which is being prepared. And when you continually receive the Word of God, continually position yourself, position your heart, you are creating an atmosphere to receive the Word of God and connect with heaven's culture. And you are positioning yourself for bigger breakthrough. See, the kingdom of heaven does operate by spiritual laws. It operates. God has set up spiritual laws which are spiritual. They're mysteries which we're unlocking. But the reality is there are ways in which God works, in which the kingdom of heaven works, which we can partner with and therefore position ourselves in order to receive bigger harvest here on this earth. Because you are destined to produce 100-fold. God wants you to produce 100-fold. But like Jesus said at the beginning when he was talking about Isaiah, he wants you to turn your heart, not become familiar, not become calloused. He wants you to turn your heart and hear, "Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, what are you saying in this moment, right now, in my life?" He wants you to position yourself in order to create an atmosphere for the Word of God to break into your heart so that it can produce life and change the world and benefit people around you. You see, the Word of God, I think we left it at that. The Word of God has power to produce life. in it is power to produce. When it is spoken, it has power to connect you with your miracle and breakthrough that you've been waiting for. The Word of God will produce fruits. Keep scattering it. Keep speaking it. The bottom line is, the truth is, it will produce fruit. The question is, are you going to keep speaking it? You may say, but I'm not seeing my breakthrough. I'm not seeing the miracles happen in my life. You see, it's going to get to a place where you've been preparing the ground. Just keep sitting yourself, positioning yourself under the ministry of the Word, under the ministry of what God is saying. And when the time is right, when that field has been prepared, a word is going to be spoken. And it's going to pierce your heart. And it is going to germinate, and it is going to explode. And it is going to explode so big, you are going to see an overflow like you've never seen before. It might have started a few weeks before where you had a 30-fold return, a few years before where you had a 30-fold return. But I tell you what, if you don't give up, it will produce a 60-fold return. And if you keep going, it will produce a 100-fold return. Do not give up. The key is to not give up. This is why Jesus said, pray without ceasing. He said, never give up. Because when you don't give up, you will see the breakthrough. And so tonight, we're now going to go into worship. Dave, if I can ask you to get up and ready to flow. There's no chairs here. And I really would like to see you all move out here in the front. We're going to turn off the lights. But what we're going to do is we're going to allow the presence of God to come, to create that atmosphere. See, there's a whole bunch of laws which I haven't tapped into, spiritual laws like praise. Do you know how much power praise has? When you praise, when you position yourself by praising God for everything that He is, for who He is, you create an atmosphere for miracles. And we're right now going to create an atmosphere in this place, in this time of worship and praise and declaration. And we're just going to flow between Steve and Janet and Karina, myself and Dave, and you as well. We are going to flow with what we feel the Spirit's saying, and we're going to release words over your life. The reason I wanted to keep that short is because I wanted just to give you a foundation of what's going to happen here tonight. What's going to happen is, you may say, you're not ready. Well, my friend, tonight hopefully is just the beginning of the tilling of the ground. Tonight the word's gone out and it's just started to till the ground and prepare the soil. But some of you may be ready and a word is going to be spoken of your life that is going to connect you with heaven's miracle. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Let's...